Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann. Please enjoy.
So for you. I want Jesus Christ to be exalted. And I've sent many of them running back to their kingdom halls on their heels, running back to get the answer, you know. And they couldn't get the answer. They'd bring a stack of books back to my house. I debated with them for hours and hours over in and days and days. And they'd run back and bring their forces back. And they'd bring a stack of books back that high. I said, "Where's your Bible?" So, the point is, so about 2 months later, I'm out with the soul winning team, knocking on the door and this, passing out tracts, and approach this person, say, "If you die today, are you sure you go to heaven?" And this person responds like this now right here: "I don't want to go to heaven." Now I knew because of just, not because I'm smart, it's because I've dealt with them before. I knew she was studying with Jehovah's Witnesses because they believe only 144 go to heaven, and then they show you great pictures of the earth, the sheep, the wolf lying with the lamb, and the lion eating straw like the ox. So I knew that she, I said, so instead of debating and say, "Why do you believe 144 and all this?"
Right, right.
She said, "I don't want to go to heaven." And I said, it was God. So all of a sudden, I said, "God understands that." Mm-hmm. And so do I. Mm-hmm. I said, "Now listen to this. Here's some good stuff now, brother. Now this is, open them wide." Yeah. Now watch this. Now she's standing about this far. I guess for me and you, right? About that far. And cocks her head. I said, "Jesus knows that. He just wants you to take you to heaven first. You wouldn't mind going to heaven first, do you?" I said, and I gave her the scriptures. I said, "He wants to take you to heaven first. John chapter 14, 1 through 3. I said, 1 Thessalonians. And I was telling her, I was giving her the scriptures, you know, and telling her, I'm just doing this fast for you. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 18. Then I told her about 1 Corinthians 51, 52, 53. And I said, "He just wants to take you up first." And I said, "Not only that, He wants to give you a new body. You wouldn't mind a new body, would you?" I said, "It's a nice glorified body. It'll be just like Jesus's." And I gave her the scripture for that. And I said, "Now you can eat. You can still eat. You can have sufficient honeycomb. Go out on the beach if you want to." And I said, "You can show up when you get ready, and you can disappear when you get ready. He takes you up there. And you know what?" Now she's done moved up a little bit about right. About right there. Right, closer now. And I said, "Not only that, He's just going to keep you up there for 7 years while tribulation's going on down here." And that's Daniel chapter 9, 24 through 27. And then He's going to give you rewards up there while you're up there if you do something for Him. And then He's going to bring you back down to earth. You wouldn't mind that, would you? And then I said, "Then you'll rule." I gave a scripture for that. "You'll rule," now watch this, "and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years, and then on the earth you'll rule." You won't be on the earth? He's going to put you here. He'll put you on the earth as a ruler. He'll just give you all, he'll put you over cities if you want that. She done moved up a step further. She's about close, about like this now. And I said, "Now, not only that," I said, "not only that, after that 1,000 years is over, you reign for 1,000 years, you go into the eternal state." That's Revelation 21 and 22. I can prove everything I'm just saying. And I did. I showed the scripture. I'm just doing this quick so you'll know what the point is. It wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit. No debate. Telling her the truth right out of here.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit convicting. The Holy Spirit working on this person, studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. And I said, "And then you'll go into eternal state and rule forever and ever." Showed her that scripture. She was about like this. And I said, "Would you like to get saved today? Would you like to?"
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.